positions. I left my list somewhere. I can't find it, but I'll have to call them. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for all that you do for us every moment of the day. So often, Lord, we're a little bit vague about contacting you or being in contact, and then suddenly you've come to our help and we realize you're still there. Such a great, wonderful, holy God we have. We respond to that, Lord, and we thank you for the time that you've given us. Thank you for our lunch and the break we've had. Just be with us in this meeting, we pray, including the people that listen in their time of listening. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 176, Jesus, sweet Jesus. I don't know what I've done with my lists. Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. 167. Then we'll see if we have any testimonies anyone would like to share. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Part of the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Joy. For I'm a part of the family of God. We'll try one more before we have testimonies. 277, on the cross crucified. 277. On the cross, crucified, in great sorrow He died. The giver of life was He. Yet my Lord was destroyed. Seated, and if we have any testimonies, anybody would like to indicate. Oh, Sister Mill.
I'd like to truly thank the Lord. Well, one day this week, I don't know what that was. I was going to town down Roebuck Road and turning into Gladstone Road, but as I got to the roundabout, I don't know how, but there was a car in my blind spot on the right-hand side. I just thank God. It wasn't a near miss, but I was able to put my brakes on. But I do thank God for it because I did not see the man. It was a truck, but it can get in that blind spot. And I do thank God for caring for me. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you for giving thanks. It's very necessary to thank you, Lord, when you know that He rescued you. Any other testimonies? I just wonder how many people on the internet have one. You people on the internet. If you have a testimony you'd like to share with us, put it in writing. Post it to us. Put it in an email. Tell us about it. Put your name on it. And if it glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be happy to read it out. That goes for anybody that's listening in at this time. Any more testimonies? No. Okay. Well, let's just have one more song here. Let's have How About Your Heart, number 306. And then Brother Howard will come. There's a truth in this hymn. Pays for us to do what it says.
How about your heart?
Seated, and we'll put Brother Howard on the spot, that is.
I want to turn to the Bible to Psalm 90. Verse 10. Psalm 90, verse 10. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. Does anybody know how many that is? 70. And if by reason of strength they are 80 years, how many is that? That's the second option. Yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath, to teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. May God bless his precious word. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we just ask that you'd quicken your word to us in a wonderful way, Lord. May it sink into every heart here and those listening too, Lord, wherever they are. We commit this word to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for your glory. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I think about the scripture lots, and I talk to people about it quite a bit. Talked to a man the other day outside the post office. Teach us to number our days. It's a friend of Lee's, actually, about your age. Had a heart operation. Used to sell caravans down Ormond Road in the petrol station. I just can't think of his name. That's why I'm spotting all these clues. But he knew you, and he loves the Lord. Yeah, he knows you. And who? About your age. Yeah. Oh, I just can't think of his name. Do you remember, Gene? Tyler, yeah. Yeah. Was he a Tyler or a Foster? I'm not sure. Anyway, he loves the Lord, and I've seen quite a bit at the post office. And he's just saying, you know, had heard how Colin, my brother, had a turn. And I said, you just got to be ready. That's all there is to it. And he said, that's right. And he said, there's one that makes that decision, that's the Lord. And the Bible says, teach us to number our days. Because we've got it all worked out, but tomorrow you may not be here. I was telling you about that brother over in Samoa who I know very well. He just went last week, 58. So, teach us to number our days. I personally feel challenged about the scripture because it's just a reality, just something about it that's rung a bell with me. So I'd like to share it with you today, and it's pray the Holy Spirit, make it a reality to us all as we study from the Word of God and the grave importance of this truth. So teach us to number our days. It's a good thing to number your days. Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No, you may not be able to do this and do that. You've just got to be careful and ask the Lord to just keep you in His perfect will. I don't want to stay a minute longer on earth.
No.
You feel that?
Yep.
No. I'm sure Sister Shirley feels that today. And I don't want to go a minute early, and I don't want to go a minute late. So Lord, teach us to number our days. And it may cause us to act differently in our attitude because we think of these things. So God laid out an allocation for each one of us. Some have 70 years, some have 80 plus years, some even get 90. We're all different. And whatever the case, it all comes to an end soon. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
It's just good to know Him. As long as we know the Lord, that's all that matters. And Job said in Job 14:1, the man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Who can say amen?
Amen.
It's doing nothing but trouble here. I'm looking for the coming of our Lord to get into the presence of God. Who believes that's going to happen?
Yes.
It'll take a while, yeah, but He may come for you tonight. Whether you go with the Lord in the rapture or He takes you home, it's just as wonderful. It's going to be wonderful to be with the Lord.
Amen.
So, it's a few days, our life, and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower, it says, and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow, and continueth not. So rather a straightforward analysis of human life, I believe. The older we get, the more real that scripture becomes to us. As you get older, you just realize that, teach us, Lord, to number our days. As human beings, we're quick to number other things. We're quick to number our bank account. We're quick to number our budget and our property. We're always adding up and working things out. But what about your days? Teach us to number our days. As human beings, we are quick to number these other things, but it's our days we need to number. So few number their days. And most important of all, every day we live is one day less to the coming of the Lord. You got one day less to get right with God. One day less to get closer to Him. Because everything's got to happen here. You've got to do everything here before you leave. When you leave, the doors are closed. That's it. You've had your opportunity. So teach us, Lord, to number our days. There is also a phenomena. The older we get, the faster time goes. Does anyone feel that? I was talking to a man I knew, he's teach me once. He's well gone on, but he was a bomber pilot in World War II. And he said to me, he's really old now, he's gone now, ages ago. He said, listen to me now, the older you get, the faster time goes. I can say amen to that statement. So, with all these things in mind, we need to redeem the time. You know what redeem the time means? Making good use of it. Redeem the opportunity you've got. Don't waste your time doing stupid things, foolish things, empty things that are not going to help to your eternal destination. A young person may say, oh, I have plenty of time. But your time may be up by tomorrow. It applies to everyone. We think we're going to go on and on. No. Man that's born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. So this is an unknown for all of us. Therefore, we need to be ready, as we said this morning. Now, spiritual blindness is a terrible thing. So many people are living as if they'll live forever. They really do. They think they're going to live forever. But listen to the prayer of David, King David, man full of the Holy Ghost. Listen to what he said in Psalm 39, verse 4. Lord, make me to know mine end. Another scripture. And the measure of my days. What it is that I may know how frail I am. Isn't that good words? Let's read that again. Lord, make me to know mine end. God's going to show you. And the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Praise be to God. I'll just read to you what it says in the Amplified Bible. Lord, make me to know my end and to appreciate the measure of my days, what it is. Let me know and realize how frail I am and how transient or very short is my stay here. We're just visitors. This is not your home. Praise God for that. They did not understand that days are numbered. Our days are all numbered. And we don't know we're at the end of the number or halfway down or wherever we are. They put all their time into material things. Their house, their car, all their riches, the businesses, which will all pass away in a moment. And if those things do not pass away, then they will surely pass away. Listen to what Jesus said here in Luke 12:16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room to bestow my fruits. My business is booming. What am I going to do? And he said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build a greater supermarket. You know. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Many years. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool. This man that thinks he's got many years. Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. That is so true, isn't it? Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. So we need to number our days. We don't know if any of us here will not be here next week. We just don't know. And so we need to number our days. Say, Lord, am I walking right with you? Am I taking the advantage of the opportunity I have to draw closer to you and to separate more to thee? Do you believe that? So Jesus calls those people, thou fool. Yes, we all know our mortality, subject to death at any time. And yet we live as if we will live, never die on earth. People say, oh, don't talk about death. Well, the thing is, you're going to die. Be real. Be realistic. You're going to die. All of us will die if time goes on. So number our days. Say, Lord, what is it you want me to do? Am I redeeming the opportunity I have here on earth? Am I making good use of my life, testifying, witnessing to people, or I'm full of all my projects? Teach us to number our days. And yet we live as if we're going to live forever on earth. There is great necessity for many of us to pray. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. What does that mean, to gain a heart of wisdom? We need to get everything in perspective. You need to get everything in perspective. You know, the world, I was thinking about the world, all I think about in the world, all the advertisements, is all about the flesh, pacifying the flesh, looking great, doing this, doing that, and have no idea that they could be called tomorrow. Need to number our days. Oh, help us, Lord. Yes, may we gain a heart of wisdom in these things. We must know that our time is short. The Bible says it's very short. Man born of a woman is a few days, just a few days. God's calendar, and full of trouble. And that our life will soon come to an end. And yet it seems we fail to know practically, because we are not earnest as dying men ought to be. Dying men are earnest. But they know they're dying, especially in the wartime. They said, they got to know. That's why they had the parson around. Lead me to eternal life. Some may say, don't say that, Brother Howard. But it's absolutely the truth. We're only temporary visitors to earth. Temporary visitors here. Satan is not so foolish as we are, for he knows well that his time is short. And knowing this fact, Satan is activated into action. Satan's full of anger and cruelty, for he knows not how to love. His evil nature is all on fire, and his excitement terrible. He does not leave a stone unturned, working day and night. What for? To get as many souls as he can to hell. That's what the devil's doing today. That's what he'll be doing tomorrow. And yet, we are not half as stirred as we should be, knowing that time of our departure is at hand. We ought to be excited to flaming zeal and passionate love to see souls won for the kingdom of God at any cost. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you feel like that? To just see a soul come in. We want to see our families come in. Every one of them. God, may we just count our days and the responsibility we all have. So many times Christians live in a dreamy spiritual life, as if we have 100 years ahead of us. May the Lord help us and teach us to number our days today. I want to read the parable of the talents. In light of all this, I think of the parable that Jesus gave is Matthew 25:14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, unto another 2, and unto another 1. And every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged it in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. So he said to that, so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest me unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Who's waiting for those words? You know, we want to redeem our time. We want to count our days. How many souls have we won for Christ? Think about it. You don't have to answer me. How many souls have you won for Christ? We can't win them, but we can lead them to the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 talents, other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. You know, he gave the same wonderful welcome. The one had 5 and the one that had 2 got the same wonderful blessing. So God's not looking for numbers. He's looking at you using what he's given you. Then he said, and he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth, did nothing for God. Lo, he just wanted salvation. And he said, lo, here thou hast, that is thine. He gave it back to the Lord. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore have to give my money to the exchangers, and that at my coming I should have received my own with usury or interest. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. And unto every one that hath shall it be given. Unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant out of darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Sobering words. The Lord told us that for a purpose. The first 2 servants went to work. They numbered their days. They knew how much time they had to witness. They knew how much time they had to get souls in. And brought the increase into the kingdom of God. The last one Jesus called a slothful servant made none of us fall into that same category, a slothful servant. Let us redeem the time we have left. We must work while it is day. Don't lose the opportunity. Tell somebody about the Lord. A good way to start the subject is say, do you ever think of spiritual things? It's a good approach. Have you ever thought of spiritual things? What do you mean? Well, we all know that we have to die and we've got to face God. And we're all sinners. And we all should go to hell. But the Bible says God, Jesus died for the sins of the world. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. He died for sinners. You should actually say that to people. If you haven't said it, say it tomorrow to somebody. Approach the subject. You may be the only one that'll do that. So number our days and say, Lord, let me use it properly. I believe time's running out for this world. Great darkness is closing in upon this sinful world, as Jesus said in John 9:4. I must work, Jesus said. I must work the works of him that hath sent me while it is day, while the opportunity is here. The night cometh when no man can work. There come a time when you won't be able to. So number your days. It's very sobering scripture in the light of today. It is so late in the day that we should tell people. Just tell them. Don't talk about senseless worldly things. Have you ever considered spiritual matters? Ask them that question. No matter if they refuse it, tell them anyway. No matter what they are, our family, our neighbour, the postman, whoever. We want our children brought to Christ. Speak to them about Christ. For they will soon be without a father and mother. And what did you tell them? What you told them will be very valuable to them. No one else is going to talk to them. So you have a responsibility. If you want your brother converted back, converted, speak to him. One day they will not have a sisterly love to avail of him. You see, all of our time is so limited. Very short. We're just here for a very short time. I've used up my 70. Got one more notch up to 80. I don't know whether I'll get there. May not have time. So we're going to learn to count our days. Teach us to count our days, the Bible says. So this is our only opportunity to serve the Lord right now. Ecclesiastes 9:10 we read, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where thou goest. Too late then. This is the only time you're going to have to speak to your neighbor. And you may be the lifeline for their soul. Lord, teach us to number our days, because you'll be gone soon. This is our only opportunity to serve the Lord. These things are so real, realer than we realize. What should we be doing right now is a question. Let's listen to Jesus again in Luke 12:34. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Where you spend all your time and all your thinking, that is your treasure. Forget the church. Forget, I believe this. Where your mind is and your time is your treasure. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also, he said. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights shining, burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Praise be to God. Wonderful Jesus. And I like this part here. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. We've got to be watching, counting our time. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch or the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. You say, oh, I don't think he'll come tomorrow. If you think, oh, well, maybe he won't come tomorrow. Well, he could come tomorrow. When you think not, that's when he'll come. May the Lord help us and bless us to redeem the time and to number our days. My last scripture is found in Ephesians 5:14. Therefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. He keeps on saying, wake up, wake up. Wake up! And what is it? The foolish virgins went to sleep. And the Lord came, they weren't ready. Wake up, he says, wake up. Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Who believes that? I just want to read you from the Amplified Bible, Ephesians 5:16. Making the very most of time, buying up each opportunity, because the days are evil. Who believes that? Say amen. Brother and sister, we've got to be watching, counting our days, number our days. So, well, I'm 70. Boy, I haven't got much time left. What have I done for the Lord? I fed myself, done everything for that I want. But what about for souls that God sent to me and I didn't even talk to them? Teach us to number our days, Lord. Shall we stand for prayer? Lord Jesus, we come to Thee now, Lord, and we just think on those things that Your Word says. Help us to number our days. We should number our days and realize that most of us here have used up most of our time. Very little left to use for You, Lord. Lord, help us, I pray. Move upon our hearts, Lord. Awaken us out of our slumber. Lord, let us realize that our life is so temporal. We got this plan for tomorrow and that for next week, and we may be gone tonight, any one of us. Help us to number our days. Help us to realize, Lord, that You put us here for a purpose, for You to use us in any way You can, Lord, to help souls into the kingdom of God. We commit this word to You. Remember that those listening too, You'll bless them and challenge their hearts, Lord. Challenge ours. We commit this word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will come and work for me today? Who will bring to me the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord, speak to me. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak to me. Speak and I will answer, Lord, send me. When the pole of fire touched the water, making him as pure can be. When the voice of God said, who go for us? Then he answered, here am I, send me. Speak, my Lord, speak to me. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak to me. Speak and I will answer, Lord, send me. Millions down in sin and shame are dying. God help them. Listen to this heaven cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quick the answer, Master, here am I. Speak, my Lord, speak to me. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak to me. Speak and I will answer, Lord, send me. Soon the time of reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather for the harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear His blessed child from us. Brother Tim, speak to me.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is in Jesus, my Lord. Wonderful.
Greatest thing is, that he is called each one. You know, why are you here this morning? That he's spoken to you. He's drawn your heart, isn't he? You know, oftentimes you sort of forget that the Lord was the one who drew you here. You know, and he causes you to walk, you know. You've got to walk somewhere. You want to walk in his word, and he'll lead you along the way. So he's our guide. We love him for that. Praise him. We go through all sorts of things, but he's there along the way. Each up and down, and he gives us strength every day. So let's just commit our way unto the Lord, and Lord Jesus, Lord, we just, Lord, give you praise and glory and honor, Lord, this afternoon, Lord, that you have called us, Lord. Lord, you strengthen us day by day, Lord. Lord, we go through trials and testings, Lord Jesus, but you bring us out the other side, Lord. And Lord, if we would just yield, Lord, to your Holy Spirit, Lord, to your wooing, Lord, and Lord, day by day that we would just walk with you, Lord, in your word and what you would have for each person, Lord, each life. Lord, each talent, Lord, that you've placed, Lord, in our hands, Lord Jesus, may we be like the five and the two, Lord, that we would multiply them, Lord, but by your leading, I pray, and we just commit each person, Lord, each heart into your hands, that you would continue to quicken your word, Lord, and guide us, Lord, for that's our desire, Lord Jesus, that we would just live, Lord, and to be guided by you in everything that we do. We commit all things into your hands, and those that might listen as well, in Jesus' name, amen.
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful?